1340, 96.5 KVGC, 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Time for a look at the news. It's a Wednesday, the 15th day of May. Here's what's happening. The National Weather Service has issued a winter storm warning for the Sierra Nevada above 5,000 feet from midnight tonight through 6 a.m. Friday morning. Strong late-season storm will bring significant snowfall accumulations to the higher elevations of the Sierra Nevadas. You can expect some travel delays and possible chain controls. Travel could be difficult to impossible at times. Snow accumulations above 6,000 feet will range from 12 to 35 inches. Winds will gust up to 35 miles an hour. Now, once this storm moves through late Friday morning, another system is forecast to impact the mountains over the weekend, with another possible next week as well.
And Amador County will be changing the way it administers elections, doing away with traditional polling locations, moving to an all-vote-by-mail system. In a presentation before the Amador Board of Supervisors, County Clerk Kim Grady laid out the new course. Amador County will join other counties such as Nevada and Sacramento that have moved to an all-mail ballot system. Now, every voter will receive a vote-by-mail ballot. The county will also operate 3 vote centers that will accept ballots up to 11 days before Election Day, as well as up to 6 additional unnamed drop boxes throughout the county. Unmanned drop boxes. They will be marked. Grady cited the 2 main reasons for the move. First, California's Secretary of State moving to decertify the county election machines and the availability of state matching funds, which helps subsidize the county's purchase of new voting equipment. In other business, the board fielded complaints for nearly an hour from nearby residents of the newly opened Harrah's Northern California Casino, mainly over traffic problems during the soft opening at the end of April. And in a related matter, the board approved an emergency ordinance banning parking along Coal Mine Road, where the casino is located. They also approved an additional $28,000 for additional work for a new playground at Molly Joyce Park in Pioneer, in addition to the $150,000 the county has already allocated.
And the Amador County Planning Commission has approved the permit for a new cell tower. The structure will be constructed along Highway 16 at the intersection with Old Sacramento Road. According to representatives of AT&T, the new tower will provide high-speed internet and emergency communication services for some 300 residents in the area. It will also boost service for travelers along the Highway 16 corridor. The AT&T monopole will be about 116 feet high and will be disguised as a water tower.
And the Calaveras Board of Supervisors took time out of their schedule to celebrate this week's fair and Jumping Frog Jubilee. A proclamation unanimously passed at Tuesday's meeting, noting that the event is the signature event of Calaveras County, generating over $5 million in spending activity. The proclamation concludes by stating, quote, "The community celebrates together as one. Strangers become neighbors, and children make memories." Well, each year the fair generates hundreds of thousands of dollars for the youth of Calaveras County through the Junior Livestock Auction, Industrial Art Auction, and scholarship programs. Now, the first Calaveras Fair was held back in 1893, and modern-day frog jump added in 1928 in recognition of Mark Twain's classic tale, The Celebrated Jumping Frog of Calaveras County, and to celebrate the newly paved streets of Angel's Camp. The fair runs Thursday through Sunday at Frogtown.
And the City of Ione Fire Department responded to a reported residential structure fire at the Ione Mobile Home Park yesterday. First units arrived on scene just before 9:30 and found a 20-foot-tall cypress evergreen tree next to the structure was ablaze. The fire was being held down by neighbors with a garden hose. Firefighters extinguished the fire with no spread or damage to any of the structures. The cause of the fire was accidental. Mule Creek, Jackson Valley, City of Jackson, CAL FIRE Buena Vista, and the Amador Fire District Battalion 20 all responded but were canceled before arriving on scene. And that's a look at local news on this Gold Country Wednesday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, visit our website. That's KVGCRadio.com.